Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live here in the UK. I got to say it's been a glorious day today. It's been a lovely sunny day in the UK. The first for a long time, may I say. And we have an amazing show lined up. We have an amazing guest on, a guest that I've had the privilege of working with many times, and a privilege of actually meeting my guest and working there in Florida. And that's a wonderful Sarah Spiritual. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm doing wonderfully, Mike. How are you?
Well, you know, Sarah, as you can hear, I'm a little bit hoarse, as they say, in my voice. I've had this cold for the past, it's got to be going on nearly 2 months now. But it's developed into a chest infection. I'm on my third course of antibiotics, but apart from that, yes, I'm doing very well.
Wow. Well, you know, there seems to be some things going around even here in the States. So, you know, we just will send you some healing energy and you'll feel better soon, I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure. And, you know, with that healing vibration, healing energy, I'm sure that, you know, time will take its course and the spirit will step in and do what needs to be done. But Taylor, you know, it's an honor to have you back on the show because I know that you're a very busy lady there in the USA. I know that you do several of your own shows. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I have two radio shows that I'm currently doing. One is a basically a radio show that is heard terrestrial style, which is just across the airwaves and regular old-fashioned radio, as well as on iHeartRadio, and that's on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. And what I love about that show is it's got such a warm national feeling. And then I have my international show on the W4WN Women for Women Network, which can be heard in many countries, and that's Tuesdays from 5 to 6. So it's always an honor to be on air and connect with people that otherwise, if it wasn't for technology, I wouldn't have that opportunity.
You know, and that technology is absolutely perfect, isn't it? You know, because, you know, as we say, you know, I'm sat here in the UK in Wales, and you were there in West Palm Beach in Florida, and, you know, we are talking and doing this amazing show together, which is, as I say, you know, a privilege and an honor to do just that together. But, you know, technology has brought us closer and closer. But, Sarah, I want to talk to you a little bit here about your store that you have down there on Okeechokee Boulevard Street. You know, that always makes me giggle as I'm saying that, but it's on Okeechokee Boulevard Street, and you do lots there in the center, because I know that you do lots of healing, you do lots of readings, you do lots of workshops, you do lots of teaching. You do a variety of things, and, you know, and also the portions that you make and the candles. You know, I must say, I take my hat off to you, Sarah. You know, you're doing a fantastic job there for the spirit world.
Thank you. Yes, my center is truly a jewel on Okeechobee Boulevard. We host many classes. We have the opportunity to meet different people. It's truly a multicultural center, and I'm really honored that Spirit has allowed me to be there for 8 years. And, you know, we've grown. We've grown in a sense of family. We've grown in a sense of product line. Every product there I basically make by hand. And then there's some commercial products that people are, you know, familiar with that have been in the industry for years. And they're all tools to enhance people's spiritual connection. That's really what we're there to do, help you as a person be more connected to your divine creator.
Well, you know, I remember when I was over there back in late 2012 with you, I remember you saying to me that there's someone going to come into my life. And I kind of said to you, you know, Sarah, I don't think you can be further away from that if you tried. And lo and behold, you know, me and Kerry, we've been together over a year now. And, you know, and that's what you said just over a year ago, maybe about 14 months ago. And, wow, she walks into my life and turns my life completely around the opposite way, shall we say. And, you know, it's all for the good.
It is for the good. But I remember how adamant you were to me when I said, oh, this is what I see. And you gave me your terms and conditions of how the person really should or shouldn't be and what line of work they should do. And I heard Spirit laugh, such a belly laugh, like, oh, have we got a surprise ready for that boy from the other side of the pond? And sure enough, they did.
Oh, they did indeed. They really did. So I know that we're planning this year in doing this all over again down there at the Okeechobee Boulevard Street. And, you know, we do have some dates that, you know, those that's listening that wants to come along and come and see me live, not just me, but me and Kerry live and yourself, Sarah, at that Expedito Enlightenment Center there in August. And we have August the 1st, which is Friday the 1st of August. We have the 2nd, which is a Saturday, the 2nd of August. And we also have the 3rd, which is the Sunday of August as well. So we will be there doing some wonderful work for the spirit world. You know, I think that the three of us together, I think that we'll make an absolutely, what's the word? Trio, I think, is the word we're looking for, Sarah, isn't it?
Absolutely. Last time you were here, we were the dynamic duo, and now we're going to be the dynamic spirit trio. And we're definitely going to be connecting not just with loved ones, but spirit guides and giving people evidential information that can help them on their path. And that always just makes me so excited to do.
Most definitely, you know, and, you know, it's going to be an honor to you know, set my feet back there in Florida. Because, you know, I was telling Kerry of how wonderful it was there in October 2012 with the weather being the way it was. You know, I actually came back with a suntan, which was fantastic. But I also came back with a cold because I think I wasn't used to the weather there. But you know, it was an honor to work with such an amazing lady as yourself, and you know, to be a part of that Expedito Enlightenment Center. It's going to be an amazing journey for the three of us. You know, I know that I'm going to be doing other work there in the US at that time as well. And, you know, I'll say to the listeners, keep tuned and we can share all that information with you in due course. But Sarah, tell me, how can people get a hold of you if they want a reading or they want some guidance or whatever that they're looking for? How can people get a hold of you?
They can go to my website, which is Sarah, with an H, that's S-A-R-A-H, spiritual.com. And they can, you know, just read about me a bit and make an appointment by clicking the link and paying for a session with me, or they can call the Expedito Enlightenment Center. And the Expedito Enlightenment Center is another way to reach me. They can go to expeditoenlightenmentcenter.com or Expedite Enlightenment, which is easier for people to remember. And you can see my whole online store. We have quite online presence. Many of my products are displayed online. So everything is there. They can see pictures of the store, pictures of my products, and even my dogs are on the website, our little god puppies. And Facebook, of course, because I know you and I are friends on Facebook. And, you know, Facebook has been good to both of us, Mike, because we met because of Facebook.
You know, and without that social network media site called Facebook, you know, we would have never met. And, you know, we wouldn't be doing this amazing work together, you know, for the spirit world and working together as a team, which is, you know, certainly what I'm looking forward to doing, not just tonight, but, you know, the foreseeable future and, you know, lots to come, I hope. And, yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to what the spirit world has to throw at myself there. To to do this work, because as you know, Sarah, I've been doing it a long time now. I've been doing it 23 years, even though you wouldn't look, you know, you wouldn't think of that when you look at me, being so young.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I know you can hear chuckling in the background, and that's because we have some special people in the studio, Sarah, and I want to introduce you to my special people here, because... for the past few months, I remember we starting this the same time that we started a development class for people to develop their mediumships. And, you know, tonight is a special night because my three students have been off tonight, and I'm keen to find out how it went, for one. But they've been off doing a church service where... As you know, Sarah, that's where I started, in the spiritless churches, working for the spirit world. And let me introduce you to Martin. Hi, Martin.
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing there?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. Now, you need to come a little bit closer to that microphone, Martin.
Okay.
You know, Sherry's a little bit shy.
Oh.
Aww.
So, Martin, this is Sarah. Say hi to Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Martin. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Good, good. You got a good spirit with you.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, Martin has been very busy tonight doing, well, I don't know. I know what the structure, because we set the structure up for them. But I know Martin has been doing some philosophy tonight.
I have indeed.
And, well, I yet to find out how it goes. So how did it go, Martin?
How did the service go?
No. How did your philosophy go?
The philosophy went pretty well. It seemed to... go down very well. I had good feedback afterwards. I kept it to a nice amount of time. Not too long, not too many big words.
You know, so you got to watch him with these big words. He comes up with these words, right, that not even I understand. I'm like, Martin, I am not clear what you're on about. So I told you he needs to cut out the big words.
So I simple. Stuck to the KISS rule. But it was... went down very well. I had a good feedback afterwards.
Fantastic. So let me introduce you to Steph, because Steph was there as well. And, you know, because I know that Steph has been doing some wonderful... Steph done the opening and closing in prayers tonight. And, well, Steph, say hi to Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Steph, for asking.
It's okay. I don't need much of a mic. I have a fairly loud voice.
Yeah, but Sarah is in America. You know, she's in West Palm Beach. Steph,
trying,
you know,
I'm
and you know, unfortunately, your voice doesn't echo that far unless you come near a microphone, so to speak. But no, I know that you've done the opening, closing prayer. How did that go?
That went fine. And when I asked for some feedback after the service, one of the ladies said she particularly enjoyed it. So I was very pleased about that.
Isn't that wonderful, Sarah?
It is wonderful. It is wonderful.
And, you know, we also had our Kerry. I mean, obviously, we spoke to Kerry many times. So, Kerry, say hi to Sarah.
Hiya, Sarah.
Hi, Kerry. I can't wait to have you here in sunny West Palm Beach, Florida.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, we're going to have a great time.
And Kerry done a nice reading tonight. And I read the reading that she done before she went, and I thought it was really good. So how did that reading go, Kerry?
It went well. It all went well. It all seemed to tie in with the hymns and everything, didn't it?
It did.
You know, and isn't that the way, Sarah, that, you know, we're supposed to conduct ourselves to do with the spirit world? And, you know, little did they know, the three of them never really got together beforehand, just kind of was sat here in Studio One talking about nervous and how Martin's already been three times to the loo today. but, you know, never really discussing what they're doing. And when it all ties together, isn't that fantastic?
It is fantastic. It truly is.
And I suppose that you have the same kind of feedback or the same feeling that I have, knowing that these three have been off doing some wonderful work for the spirit world, that it gives you a sense of certainly, you know, well done, certainly a feeling of I'm so proud at the moment. I'm like a peacock spreading its wings, so to speak. You know, and I suppose, Sarah, that you get the same feeling there in America when you see your students developing, isn't it?
Yes, I do. And what I really love is that people can get together who are of like-mindedness, pure spirit, pure intentions, and without speaking with one another beforehand, get almost the same identical, complementary, evidential information from the spirit realm, which to me always lets us know that we are truly connecting to the one divine source that allows us to see this information. It's always so amazing that even someone who is new to the spirit world in delivering messages, when they just step back and relax and let spirit feed them that information, it's as spot on as someone who's been doing it for years. They just have to trust. And it's so wonderful to see people surrender and allow spirit to come through.
You know, Sarah, that's probably the best bit of advice that these three have probably ever had. And probably the best inspiration that they've ever had during their work. Because, as you know, Kerry has been working for quite some time. But, you know, it's always good to go back to the beginning and have a good, solid foundation. Let the roots grow before we kind of run with it, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. But when you find yourself in that moment where your roots are growing, but now you're being forced to be a full-fledged plant or tree, if you trust the spirit world, they will take you where you need to go.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm living proof of that, Sarah. And again, you know, that's a fantastic bit of advice that you could give anyone. And I know that these three are kind of beaming from year to year as we speak at the moment. But let me find out what's the next part of the service. As we all know, the next part of the service after the prayers, the philosophy, the readings, comes the clairvoyance. And I'm looking at their faces here, and there's a picture. You know, how did it go, guys?
I thought it went very, very well on the whole. It was at a good flow.
Yeah.
There was some very good evidence demonstrated and given, and there was some quite strong connections, even to the extent that the strength of the connection, even through members of the congregation there this evening, they were a bit taken aback by the strength of it, and they didn't quite register who that person was coming through from spirit to them.
Now, sometimes we get that a lot, don't we? That, you know, that sometimes they don't recognize who comes through, but know that that what you're giving them is 100% accurate, isn't it?
Mike, I find that it's sometimes people get thrown off, and they're expecting one thing in their mind to come through, and when they step back after a reading and something doesn't ring to them at that moment, when they go home time and time again, and I know you've experienced, you know, people say, well, you know, I'm not sure who that is, or I'm not aware of the person. But yet they'll come back a week later, a day later, you get an email, you get a message, and they'll say, oh my goodness, I can't believe that was this person. That's right. So that's why I always tell people, say what spirit tells you. Give exactly what they give you. Stand in the truth of what you hear and trust that the person will figure it out when they're meant to understand the message. Sometimes they're not meant to understand the message at that exact moment.
Yes.
But they will.
Now, so guys, let me just say to you, so on a whole, how do you think it went?
Well, I think it actually went quite well this evening. We were very surprised at how good the reception was we had, because obviously, being novices, we were a little unsure of ourselves starting off. But as you say, when we trusted in spirit and we listened to exactly what they told us and we passed it on, and we ensured that the information was correct that we were passing on, they then realised who and where it was meant for. So from my point of view, it was a good evening.
And the best thing is they've asked you back.
Oh yes, apparently they want to book us for next year.
Now, Sarah, what more can you say than that, isn't it? And then, you know, well done to the three of you, and from the bottom of my heart, congratulations. And, you know, it's kind of a job well done this year, isn't it?
It is. It's a bravo.
Well, I think, Sarah, the three of them should participate tonight in tonight's show by, you know, working with us alongside myself and yourself. What do you think of that, Sarah?
I think it's going to be a really good show.
Well, I think that, you know, we best to get on with it, I think, because, you know, time is ticking away as we speak. And so let me let people know how they can get a hold of today's show. If you are listening via the Blog Talk Radio, then you know that all you need to do is to press that Skype button. And that way, never mind where to in the world you are, it's free to call in. But if you are listening in America and you need the numbers are 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside the USA and you want to call into the show today, then all you need to do is to dial 001-760-283-4611. And that way you'll be able to have a wonderful reading with myself, with Sarah, with Kerry, Martin, and Steph. So let's go into our first song and just say, put our feet up and enjoy. We'll be right back. and welcome back. Or if you've just joined us, yes, you are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my amazing guest, Sarah Spiritual from West Palm Beach, out there in the USA. Sarah, can I just ask you first, what's the weather been like there today?
We have about 78 degrees.
Oh.
Perfectly sunny.
Oh.
Last night it was a little chilly for us. I think we got down to about 50.
Oh.
But, yeah, I drove with the top down. You remember my convertible top car, Mike?
Oh, is it?
I drove with the top down Okeechobee Boulevard.
is that?
And, you know, got a little sun while I was driving.
Is that the same car, Sarah, that I remember when I was there?
I'm sorry?
In late 2012. I remember being there, and is this the same car that we're talking about that you promised me faithfully that you would take me for a ride in with the roof down that never actually did?
Yeah.
So maybe...
Well, you know,
that's
the car.
This year, Kerry, you are my witness that me and you will sit in the back of the car, roof down, as Sarah's driving down the Okeechobee Boulevard Street, enjoying some nice spiritual music. How does that sound?
Guess what, Mike? It's a two-seater, so we're going to have to take turns.
Oh, I guess I'm dumped then.
Carrie and I will go shopping, and we'll leave you to work. How about that?
That's the plan.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
I don't like you two anymore. I'm sure that I'll get a ride in that little sports car of yours this year.
I'm sure.
Okay, let's go back to the show, because I know it's, we've got lots of callers in, Sarah, and it's going to be a very, very, very busy show today. So if you are online, please bear with us. We'll be get with you as soon as we can. So let's go straight to the phone line, Sarah, shall we?
Yes, let's.
Okay, let's go to area code 216 and say hi, 216. Are you there with us?
Hi, how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing very well, except, still the chest infection is still with us, but that's fine. Can we take your name there, please?
My name is Sharon.
Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sharon, can I ask you where you're calling from?
Ohio.
Ohio, and I bet you're going to tell me that you've had beautiful weather there as well, haven't you?
Terrible. You have a great accent.
Okay, so what was the reason that you called in for Sharon today?
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
I am not working. I lost my job around Christmas. And I was wondering if when you see me getting back into my career, when a job's coming. I'm sure you feel stressed.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
And you know, we can hear that in your voice. Sarah, do you want to start off with this?
Absolutely. Sharon, may I have your birth month and day? This is Sarah Spiritual.
Absolutely. It's September 1st, the year's 1965.
In that job, Sharon, it's almost as if I'm really feeling like they pushed you out. It's almost as if it didn't play out in a fair manner. But I really believe everything does happen for a reason, even though I feel that things feel like they're closing in around you. You know, I don't feel that you're rested right. I feel a little anxiety around you as well. However, I will say this. When you first asked the question and you said, Mike, you know, I'm just wondering, when am I going to have a job? Spirit was telling me that March begins that process of your getting a job. And from what I'm gathering in your career, it's going to be a process, interview several people. So that's going to take a little bit of time. But I feel that you're going to be employed coming into the end of March, first week or so of April.
Yeah, because it takes a couple interviews to get with what I'm in.
That's what I see. So the process should be
so
beginning
stressed.
In March.
Sorry.
Don't
the
be stressed.
Is starting
Don't be stressed. And enjoy this time rather than be stressed.
I feel
that work environment was getting a little hostile for you, and the stress was a different type of stress.
it was just, you know, and it's so funny because I didn't do anything there except keep to myself and do my job. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Sometimes people are not in a good place within themselves and they mirror it out on other people.
Oh, okay. Okay, I gotcha.
All right. So don't take it personally. And be grateful that the universe has something better for you. Mike, what would you like to share with Sharon? I know you have something just popping in around you.
I do, Sharon.
Oh,
you know, Sharon, let me just start off by saying I do have someone here in this spirit world that wants to make a connection there to you, okay? And
okay,
I do believe this is a lady that would have been very close to you when she was here with us. I believe that this lady was tied to your mum's side of your family. Now, I believe that she's making me aware of I want to be like your mum. So would I be right in saying to you that your mum is in the spirit world, Sharon?
I would have to say it's my grandmother. My mom's still alive.
Okay. So if this is your grandmother, would I be right in saying when she passed? She suffered for little while before she passed. Is that right?
She did, yeah. But it was a long time. It was about, a long time ago.
Bless her heart. Okay, that's fine. Because I know I've got this lady that comes through in such a mother's love for you that she's feeling so as if I just want to wrap my arms around you and just feel so much upliftment, so much love there for you. And I know that's the way this lady was. And bless
she's
her heart.
Nurse.
What I'm saying, Sharon, that before she passed, you know, that she would have had a lot of time for you. She would have had a lot of, you know, she would have always tried to make things right for you, always would have been there, a support, I suppose, I want to say that you, a guidance, inspiration is the word I want to use there to you. Do you understand this with your grandmother?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was a nurse. She was a really good lady.
Ah, bless
her.
Her
motto.
Because I know as she comes close there to you there, Sharon, she wants me to say to you that she's been in your vibration for quite some time, and I suppose it's around the times of where you lost your job and the difficult times. And she talks to me about that in some way that she was nursed, so I don't know whether you nursed this lady or you helped to nurse her before she passed home to the spirit world. And I believe that she comes back now from the spirit world to give you and offer you that support that you need at this moment in time in your life. And, you know, I know Sarah's already given you that wonderful bit of advice there from this world. But, you know, I feel as if I need to say to you, you know, you keep on at it. So whatever position that you're in place, it's quite a high authoritative position, is that right?
Yeah, I had a good job. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, I think what's sad is I was at my job for 8 years and I left the job to go there. And I was only there 8 months and this happened. So that's why that's why I'm so stressed. It was, let's move on. I know. I was betrayed really bad.
Okay. See, because she makes me aware that, you know, it's a very high pressurized job as well that is what you do. And you know, she just talks to me here about that, you know, you kind of will step back into that role. But I feel in some way it's like a new challenge. So I know that it's not going to be exactly the same job. I know it's not going to be in the same company. I believe it's like a new job, a new challenge, a new beginning, a new chapter in your life. For some reason there, Sharon, why does she keep showing me books? Would you understand if I said to you that you've been thinking of writing a book or you've started writing a book? Because I believe in some way she keeps putting books in front of me and it's almost as if it's like a blank page. And I believe it's time to start filling in those blank pages now. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, that could be. Another thing is there's so much studying in my job because I have a few licenses. Maybe there's going to be more studying in my job too. I don't know that. You know, it could be that or it could be writing in a journal.
Okay. It's definitely writing because that's what she shows me. And she kind of like puts a pen in my hand to start filling in them blank pages. Okay. And she talks to me here that, you know, would I be right in saying, Sharon, that you're very good with, like, children or younger people? You're very good at giving that solid advice to them and nurturing them into bringing them into this wonderful life that we have here and pointing them in the right direction. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
See, now, again, doesn't that just demonstrate to you how close your grandma is there to you, trying to bring the guidance and the support that you need at the moment in your life. So, you know, kind of don't lose faith. Keep on what you're doing, because, you know, the spirit world, and particularly your grandmother in the spirit world, is not going to do you far wrong. They will always take you in the right direction. But, you know, and Sarah will agree with me here, they have this unique way of giving it to us at the time in our lives that we need it the most. So when you think, like right now, that, you know, I need it and I need a new start, it's not right now, but when the time is perfect, that's when the balance will become together, and I know that it will flourish out then, if you want, for a better word, and it will be perfect there for you. Sharon, does that help you a little bit?
It does. Do you see April too? March and April?
Now, would I be right in saying that that would be for a passing? Somebody would have passed around that time?
When she passed, you said?
No, no, I'm not saying just her, but there would be a passing around March, April time.
Oh, I got you. Okay. March and
okay.
April. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Sharon, I want to say that you thank you very much for calling to the show today. Remembering you can retrieve a copy of that reading. Just simply go to the archives of Mike Spirit FM and download that. And, you know, you can keep it and listen to it over and over again. And I know that within the fullness of time that you'll be able to call back into the show and say, hey, Sarah.
Okay.
Hey, Mike. You are absolutely
spot on. I know. You were right. Yeah.
Bless your heart, Sharon. Thank you very much for calling in.
Have a good day, both of you, okay?
And you.
Bye, Sharon.
Well, wasn't she a wonderful lady, this Sarah?
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, the kind of employee anyone would love to have. She's very loyal and dedicated. It's just unfortunate that that experience didn't play out the way she had hoped.
You know, and again, this Sarah, you know, I think that even though that you know, we're saying it is unfortunate, and yes, it is, you know, it's very sad. But, you know, I think sometimes the spirit world has a hand to play in that, because maybe she was on the wrong direction. Maybe she was going on a direction that she wasn't meant to go on. And, you know, some way and somehow it's like as if she's been pulled away from that and been pushed into another direction. So I think that the spirit world has a hand in that sometimes to make it right there for her, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, let's see what the next caller brings. And let's go to area code 310 and say, hi, 310, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hi. I recognize that voice. It's Vince, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Vince. And you know, I ask you this every time, but where are you calling from there, Vince?
Los Angeles, California.
Los Angeles, California. Absolutely wonderful. Sarah, I've worked with Vince many times. Can I let you continue on with this one?
Absolutely, Mike. Absolutely. Hi, Vince. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Sarah?
I'm doing wonderfully. You know, Vince, you're a very intense person, and you're also very gifted. You have your own way of working with people and knowing about people. You have a good sense of your own personal gut feeling. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Very, very much. You're very creative as well, Spirit tells me. Your brain is always going. When's your birth month and day, please?
8/10. August 10th.
You think a lot. Vince, you think a lot of different thoughts in your head. You most certainly, you're always thinking, and Spirit is also telling me that there are some opportunities coming for you. I really feel like you're trying to make your way to accomplish something, to get something done. There's a project. They're showing me some advancement, something that you, almost like it's supposed to be your baby or something that you want to put together. Does this make sense to you, Vince?
Yeah.
You're working on a project, correct?
Yeah, I'm working on a couple of things, actually.
Okay. I see. I get a sense that July is going to be a very important month for you. Something that you're working on now, and I feel like you're working with two other people on this particular thing that they're showing me. There's two other people that are either of assistance or an active part of something that you're putting together, or you're in the process of bringing to the forefront. I really see that July is going to be a turning point for one of your projects, something that you're putting together.
Okay.
That seems to be something that's important for you right now at this time, and that's important that Spirit wants you to be aware of that. If I say to you, in the past you learned the lesson, you cannot trust everybody, does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, let me share this with you. They said it to me. They're going, he can't trust everybody in the past, but Spirit is also very quick to give me a second line to that. That was then, and this is now. You are aware. Do not call to you the energy of mistrust, because then you will attract people who will betray you again.
Yeah,
you
know.
Learned from that. You put other people before yourself at times, and you got burned. Spirit is telling me that moving forward, you can attract the right people for your projects as well as your personal life, and feel very grounded and safe, and not have to look over your shoulder or wonder if another shoe is going to drop.
Yeah.
Be content in who you are and the lessons that you've learned, and you're going to go far.
Okay. You're right.
Because spiritually, it was you did a lot of growing in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
The past 2 years, you really had to emotionally and spiritually grow. Spirit takes me through that time. It's almost like a roller coaster, up and down and quick turns. And then in the end, you felt like you were left alone, holding the bag. But Spirit is telling me that you are going to be very well equipped to move forward, have faith in yourself, and nurture your creativity, because something wonderful will come for you. And I have to send you blessings, because the spirit world is just, if I could tell you that it's like the angels want to reach out and hug you and let you know that they are here for you, and that the sorrow and the pain that you've had in the past does not have to be in your life again. And it's like they put their arms around you and dry your tears and give you your strength. This is what I give to you at this moment from them.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Because I've had a lot of temp jobs over the last 7 years, and nothing full-time. My unemployment has run out. The government cut unemployment. On Friday, I finally got a phone call. Most of the jobs that I've had, too, some of them were potential full-time, but I was fired because people said I said things or did things that I didn't do or say. And so they believed them over me. And now I'm starting a new job on Friday. I got a phone call. I'm going on Tuesday, because Monday is a holiday. I'm going on Tuesday to fill out a paperwork, and then they're going to do a drug test and the background check on me. And once that clears, then they're going to give me a starting date. So this is a new job coming, and I'm hoping I do well at it. And that's one reason why I called, because I want to ask you to see this job going well for me. And then the other thing that you were mentioning about the creative part and things happening, first of all, last week I auditioned for America's Got Talent, and I'm hoping they pick me to be on the show. I do stand-up comedy, and I've always been in the acting and writing, and I've been trying to make it. And I've had a lot of extra work, and I'm union, but no speaking roles, and I'm trying to get a book published and turned into a script, kind of like a Goodfellas Casino thing. So I'm wondering if you see me getting on the America's Got Talent and doing okay on that. And
okay, Vince, let me cut in there, because I know that as you heard in the beginning of the show, that we have some wonderful students. I know Sarah's giving you some absolutely wonderful evidence.
Okay.
And, you know, my three grade A students, should I say, I do have something to give you, Vince. And, you know, I want to stop in mid-flow before you say anything that, you know, would cringe on what these guys have been working on. So let me introduce you to Steph. Steph, this is Vince.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
Hey, Steph.
It's nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you.
While I was listening to you speaking, I had somebody coming close to me. They're saying that you are very, very nervous about all these things that are going on. I know the therapist already told you these. What I am saying is that you are letting yourself and letting your confidence go. You need to start believing in yourself again. You've had lots of different things and lots of different ideas. What I will say is, try and keep your own counsel. That way, you will not feel let down by other people and things. It is a good feeling. Who is Maxwell? There's a Maxwell calling in and saying that you've always been sensitive, but what you've never done is you always let other people rule the roost for you. Instead of you putting yourself first, keep your ideas to yourself until you're ready to present them. Okay. Other people will quite easily steal them if you let them know about it all. Write it down so that you remember and the date exactly what it is that you need to do and what you want to say. That way, you are keeping your own counsel and you're being very, very sensible about what you want to do in the future.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, Matt?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. You are a very strong fire sign, Vincent, and you can really go places, but you have to have confidence in yourself.
Okay.
Very much convinced. You understand all of that, yes?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Now, let me hand you over to Martin, because Martin is next. I know that Martin has stuff to say to you. So, Martin, this is Vince. Vince is Martin.
Hi, Vince.
Hi.
Whilst you were talking, I felt a gentleman come to me, and he was dressed something kind of like a James Dean type figure with a leather jacket, white t-shirt and jeans, and a sort of quiff which was brill creamed, I suppose.
Okay.
And he was also showed me an old-fashioned motorbike, high-powered motorbike. And
okay.
I felt, as this came through more strongly, I felt that what I was being told is that you have quite a strong, I believe this is kind of like a symbolic thing. It's a creative thing. It's a strong creative sense I'm getting, but also with this rebellious feeling. I don't know, would you understand this?
Yeah, I do. yeah.
What I was getting, what the main thrust of this, what I was getting of this message was that you need focus. It's focus. If you were doing something creative, like writing a script, for example, it would be that you keep it to yourself. Because if you speak it without it being fully developed, the energy will dissipate. You will lose it. You need to hold the energy in to focus on something. And that is what I have for you.
Okay.
Perfect there, Martin. Vince, let me hand you over to Kerry. Kerry, this is Vince. Vince, this is Kerry.
Hi, Vince.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Good.
I was also picking up the gentleman also, but I believe it was on your father's side.
What was that? I'm sorry.
I was also picking up the gentleman also. I believe it was on your father's side.
Yeah.
He was about 5'6", 5'7", and I was picking up a lot of anxiety around you.
Yeah.
I believe the gentleman's just come through to give you some guidance and some support.
Yeah.
Well, Vince, I think you've had some wonderful evidence here of the spirit world, thanks to my grade A students. And thank you, Vince, for calling in. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading there in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I say thank you very much for calling in there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Vince.
Bye-bye.
Wow, Sarah, I think these trio might be knocking us off our trees soon. What do you think?
I think so, absolutely.
You know, I think they deserve a big, massive round of applause. And see that we can do that here. Because, you know, it is very difficult, isn't it, to stand, sit, and do a radio show and sit in front of an audience, stand in front of an audience to prove that continuation of life, isn't it? It's a very difficult job that we kind of take on because, you know, we're always up for criticism. We're always up for people thinking to themselves, oh, why can't I see? Why can't I feel? Why can't I sense? And, you know, I think anyone that walks within this pathway, you know, deserves a massive round of applause. And, you know, guys, I want to say well done to you. Okay, let's get on with today's show. Let's go to our next song because I know that I got my producers in the background really giving me the times signs. So let me just play this here and let me just say enjoy.
You can walk my path. You can wear my shoes. Land a truck like me and be an angel too. But maybe you ain't never gonna feel this way. You ain't never gonna know me. But I know you. I'm singing and I think I can only get better. Can only get better. If we see it through, that means me and I'm in with you. To be not a thing. Can only get better. Can only get, can only get. Take it all from me, you know. I know that things can only get better.
Yeah.
Things can only get better. Sarah, what can we say? An absolutely amazing song for today's show, isn't it? Things can only get better, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a fabulous song.
It is indeed. Sarah, so if people come to visit you on Okeechokee Boulevard Street, and I know as you're driving up there, it's on the right-hand side, it's the last building, the last shop, the last unit, whichever way you call it, it's on the right-hand side off Okeechokee Boulevard Street, isn't it? So if people come there, what can they expect from you?
When they walk into the center, the most amazing energy will greet them. They get to see magnificent artwork all over the walls. They get to feel the presence of the angels and the ascended masters. It's a sense of peace. And for a lot of individuals walking through the center, it feels like home. And I have so many people who just stop by just to say hello to us, to let us know that they listen to a show or they are following our mailings. And they just love to just be in the center. And then as they walk around the center, there's so many different sprays and oils and baths that I prepare. And it's always such a great aromatic experience for everyone who comes through the center. It's a lot of fun. They can expect to feel peaceful and welcome and have a lot of fun looking at all the items that we have there.
You know, I remember walking around there myself, Sarah, and you may remember this because, as you know, Gwyn came with me last time. Gwyn, the gentleman that works alongside me as my manager there. There was a lady that came there, and quite rightly, as you said, just wanted to sit in the wonderful peace that you've created, a beautiful area for people just to enjoy. But do you remember, Sarah, on the last day, and this may be where, I know, you know exactly what I'm going to say, don't you? And let me tell Kerry now, while she is sat here, and
is
live on air, I can't believe I'm saying this. But Kerry, you know, I wasn't looking for anyone, as you know, when you came into my life. It was just the biggest shock that to me, as it was to you. But, you know, when I was over there, at the Expedito Enlightenment Center, there's some spray you will find on a shelf. It's called a love spray. And I said, and actually, it's a good testament here for you, Sarah, because I sprayed this and I gave the bottle of it to Gwyn. I said, spray me and I'll spray you. And I remember Sarah going, no, don't do it, no. I was, what's she up about? Why not? So Gwyn squirts the back of me and the front of me, and I'm like, well, that's quite refreshing, that's nice. And then Kerry walks into my life. But,
you know, I don't know if it was the romantic mist, because I have a romantic mist. I really think that you guys sprayed the soulmate spray. But, you know, thank God for spirit, because I already knew exactly where you're going, and I remember that. And I remember thinking, these men have no idea what they signed themselves up for, because the energy in those products and the oils and the blend and the prayerful intention that is used to make it, people spray these sprays, whether it's the Serenity Mist to sleep, whether it's the Soulmate spray, whether it's the Progression and Prosperity, they spray it and things begin to shift in their energy and they become more what they desire, and they begin to bring things into their auric field that they didn't imagine possible. And look what we have here, Miss Kerry.
But not only Miss Kerry walked into my life, but our Captain Gwyn C. Jones is now back with his ex-wife, and has been for several months, may I add.
Mm-hmm.
And has been since, really, maybe a month since we came back from you.
I know.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. And Mike, you are my best commercial. I have to say, you are truly a testimony to the love and the care and the energy that's in those products that I make.
So next time we come over, make sure you hide the soulmate spray and the love potion sprays. Because... there's no way I want Kerry dousing herself in any of these products, because I know firsthand that they work. And there's no way I'm having Kerry running off whilst we're in America, because I can just see, because it would happen, because, you know, it happened for me, it happened for Gwyn. My God, Sheila, could you imagine this happening? Kerry going, oh, I wonder what, because she has this unique way, you know, of having to spray things, particularly when she's walking around a store, you know, she has to squirt it and, you know, have a sniff to see what it smells like. You know, I can imagine a squirting something and somebody walking into the store and I'm doing a reading out the back and Kerry kind of walks off hand in hand and I'm left stood there all on my...
Well, let me quell your fears, Mike.
I think I'm happy.
If she's your soulmate, which she is, and if the spirit realm brought her to you, what will happen when both of you spray or one of you sprays that spray allows the love that is pure and true between the two of you to just grow even stronger. So you don't have to worry.
Well, maybe we should. You should get maybe a big 500 ml bottle of this, and maybe we could bath in it. You know, maybe drop a few bits of this in a Kerry. Be serious for a minute. You know, drop them into a pool where we could be basking in the lovely sunshine, and you know. No, Steph. Well, Steph is thinking babies. No, Sarah.
You know what, Mike? I do make a lovely soulmate bath, so you too can take a soulmate bath when you come here as well, and then mist yourselves, and you'll be good to go.
Perfect. You know, I'm really looking forward to it. I really am. Okay, let's get on with today's show, because, you know, I could talk to you all night. I really could, Sarah, you know. You're amazing energy to work with. Steph just thinks that we need babies. You know, we don't need babies, Steph.
They're wonderful things, baby.
But, you know, Kerry's got three of her own. I've got three of my own. Don't you think six children on a weekend is enough to deal with at once? Martin, you agree with me, don't you?
I do agree with you.
Seven if you include Mike.
Yeah, seven. Well, eight if you include the dog. You know, Sarah, we still have Marley. And Marley's still plaguing our lives every single day. He's lovely. I love him to bits. I wouldn't change him for the world. But he is still, you know, he's still at this little puppy stage. Even though that he's a, you know, he's a big boy now, he's four in September, but he still plays up in his little puppy stage. Because I know when Stefan and Martin walking earlier on today into Studio One, you know, he was like a little child with a new toy, and Stefan Martin, bless him, was the new toy for Marley to play with. Quite enlightening, because, you know, I sat here and thought, it's quite enlightening, isn't it? Okay, I think we lost connection there for a second. There.
Yes, we're here.
Yep, no, that's okay. You know, modern technology, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so let's go back to the phone line, Sarah, and let's go to area code 951 and say, hi, 951, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name's Lori. I'm from California.
Okay, I missed your name there, sorry. What was your name, sorry?
I'm sorry. Lori, and I'm from California.
Okay, wonderful, Lori. And may I ask you what the reason was that you called in for today?
Any message from Spirit, and if there's any love life coming up, or any message from Spirit.
Okay, well, Sarah, if you want, I can start with this one.
Go right ahead, Mike.
Okay, because, Laurie, I know as I'm, you know, connecting to the spirit world there for you, I do have a lovely gentleman that steps forward, and I'm saying lovely because of his mannerism is very perfect then, so to speak, because I know that he comes through as a gentleman in every sense of the word. He tells me that it's important why he comes through today, and it's important to you of why he's around your life. Now, I know that as I'm looking at this man, that he's quite a nicely built man in the build of his body. I know that he makes me aware that when he went, it was quite sudden in the end, even though it was expected for him to go, because he tells me here that, you know, it wasn't a big shock to everyone, because we knew he was ready to go. Now, I know that he's the kind of man that would have always, you know, we kind of looked up to. When he was yours, because I know that he makes me aware that he was well loved, well liked, and within the community that he was within, I believe that he was a very well liked man as well when he was here with us. Lolly, do you understand who he is?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's Art Birdie.
Okay, that's fine. There's no need to give me the information. I need to give you the information because he comes through, and he tells me that life has been so difficult for you at the moment. It's been very much an uphill struggle, for want of a better word, because I know that you've been working so hard at doing what you do your best, and I know it's been very difficult for you to get to where you are at the moment there, Laurie. But, you know, it's not for the want of trying, because I know that you always give like 100% in what you're doing. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to do more, though. I really do. I want to...
Okay, see, because he makes me aware that, you know, excuse me, that no matter what, he'll always be by the side of you, working with you, giving you the inspiration to do as much as you can. Now, Laurie, I know as well as I'm talking to you that he says to me that you sometimes become aware of him in your vibration. Is that right?
I think so. I had a friend that just passed away 2 days ago, and I'm thinking it might be him.
Okay, bless his heart. And, you know, there is no time limit. So if he only passed just 2 days ago, then that's perfect. I know that Kerry wants to add on in there. So, Kerry, do you want to say hi to Laurie?
Hi, Laurie.
Hi, Kerry.
I was picking up a lady in spirit, but from your mother's side.
Yeah.
I feel as though she passed with a cancerous condition, the throat.
In the throat?
Yeah.
My mother, she had it all over her body. My mother did.
I feel that she's just come through to show you some support and some love, that they send some love around you.
To look around me?
Just to bring some... I feel that she's just came in to bring some love and some support around you.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, let me hand you over to Steph. Steph, say hi to Laurie.
Hi, Laurie.
Hi.
How are you today?
I got a little bit of the blues, but I'm okay. I'll be all right.
There's somebody drawn very close to you. The feeling I have is of red roses. Lots and lots of little bouquets of red roses. Do you understand who this is?
Not offhand, but yeah. I mean, it could be any, it's a good sign.
It's a gentleman who is actually bringing these little bouquets of red roses to you. He's saying, I feel what he's saying is that you need to get into the books again. You need a bit of upliftment. So in the center of these red roses is a gold rose, which is for upliftment. You are so upset at the moment and worried about things that it's getting you really, really down.
I just lost a friend, but I'm all right. I'm fine.
Oh, he knows. He knows, darling. He knows. He knows that you are a strong person and that you can. You can get exactly where you want to be. But there is nothing wrong in feeling upset about those who have passed over. Everybody needs a healing period. And this is something that you are going through at the present moment in time. So he's bringing the red roses with the gold one in the center for special upliftment for you. He says you need it. And he says, pick yourself up. Dust yourself down, babe, and start again. Can you understand this?
Oh, yeah, I can understand it. Thank you.
Okay, perfect there, Stefan, perfect there, Laurie. Laurie, let me hand you over to the amazing Sarah Spiritual. Sarah, it's over to you.
Okay. Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Lori, can I have your birth month and day, please?
Yes, 6/29/60.
Okay. Lori, when I go to the spirit realm, the first thing that they're showing me is they actually take me back 5 years. And I'm going to go back 5 years to, actually, I'm going to take you back to 2008, coming into 2009. They said that you've been through a lot of changes beginning 5 years ago. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. And they're talking about these changes and you losing yourself along the way, and you're just starting to come back into yourself. They're talking about self-love, bringing love. You have a question about love, and I know that you feel alone, and even when you are with someone or with people, you feel alone. You don't feel connected. You're together but apart. There's a piece of you that is missing. There's some healing to do, but I know that love is coming for you, and they actually show me that there's a life partner coming for you, someone that you will spend the rest of your days with. I see some dating activity and some enjoyment with someone beginning on or around your birthday. So this is a good time for you to keep your eyes open. Spirit says that you ask for your mate, you ask for a partner, you ask for someone to stand by your side and for lack of a better word, complete you and balance you. But they also tell me that you're timid. So give the prayer to the heavens. And just go out and say to yourself, today is the day that I will meet someone who is the right match for me, who will stand by my side and honor me and love me for who I am. And I see that this year is going to be the year that you're going to find a relationship that can lead to a lifetime. You have free will, but it is there for you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. Does that make sense to you, honey?
Yeah, that does. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you there, Sarah. Martin wants to add on in there quickly there. So, Martin, this is Laurie. Laurie or Martin?
Hi, Laurie.
Hello.
I have a gentleman that's drawn close to me, Laurie, whilst I've been sitting here, and he's quite a tall gentleman, about 5'10", 5'11", quite slender in build, with a rather sandy coloured hair, which is with a side parting. And he also wears a pair of wire glasses. And he's quite a dapper gentleman in his dress, a dicky bow and a waistcoat and a striped shirt. Would you understand this gentleman?
I think so. I think that's art. When he was younger, he was real buff. He was my friend's husband, and he just passed over. She passed over in 2012.
Well, this gentleman is a very gentle soul. He comes forward very gently. He's also showing me a small house with the classic white, almost white picket-like fencing, or some form of fence with a nicely manicured lawn. And I believe he's showing me this because he wants me to tell you that you have principles or a set of values that you live your life by. Would you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling me that I've been shown a conveyor belt, and you feel that part of your life has been on a conveyor and is going a little too quick. And this gentleman has come forward to tell you that you need to just remember, maybe step off the conveyor belt and remember some of those basic principles or values that you live your life by for you to carry on. Would you understand that?
I'm gonna think about it. I'm basically just going through routines right now. this gentleman's quick.
This gentleman sends a lot of love. He's given me a lot of love and healing for you, and to remember the principles that you live by.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, absolutely perfect there, Martin. And well, Laurie, I know that you know you've had some wonderful evidence there from all of us.
Yes,
but you know, remember,
thank you.
Download a copy of that reading in the archives on Mike Spirit FM. I say thank you very much for calling in.
Oh gosh, thank you, thank you very
thank you.
Much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, Sarah. Before we go to the next caller, remind us, Sarah, where can people find you?
They can find me, of course, on Facebook as Sarah Spiritual, and they can also go to our website, sarahspiritual.com. That's S-A-R-A-H, spiritual.com. And on that website, you can learn about my radio shows, my guests that will be coming through the center. You can learn all about the classes that I teach. So there's quite a bit of information there.
Perfect. And also there within that website, they can also, if they want a private reading with yourself, they can also go there and request that from that website there too, can't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I do sessions not just in the center, but like yourself, Mike, via the telephone, via Skype, nationally and internationally. I'm so blessed to have some wonderful friends all across the world.
You know, and that's the wonderful thing, isn't it? So, you know, we don't have to be there in person. You know, these people can be on the other side of the world. But it's absolutely amazing to know that there is people like you that offer that service. And also, you know, if you are in the facility of your area, Sarah, which is West Palm Beach, Florida, people can also just drop into the center and not just enjoy the center, but enjoy a reading with yourself as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. We always suggest someone has an appointment because we do have a schedule that we try to keep, and we're pretty booked well into March already. Actually, most of March is already booked. So if someone is interested in having an appointment, I do suggest that they go to the website, take the number, or prepay for a session so that they're in the queue so that we can sit with them as soon as possible.
So, Sarah, what is that number there of the center?
The telephone for the Expedito Enlightenment Center is 561-682-0955.
Okay, and they call that number. I know that they will speak to, and I can say this because I know it, with Jackie, and the amazing Jackie, because she is an amazing lady, isn't she?
Absolutely, absolutely, and Jackie has quite a lot of gifts herself. So it's so wonderful for them to be greeted by Jackie, because she really knows how to say just the right word of encouragement or guidance that someone needs even before they get in a session with me. So it's very complimentary experience, I must say.
You know, and again, you know, I can speak firsthand of that, and just say, you know, an absolutely amazing. Feeling just being there, you know, because I remember the first day that I drove down, you know, in that big flash car that I had. Do you remember that big flash car, Sarah, I had?
Yes, I do. I
you know,
do.
I miss that car so bad. I really do. but, you know, I remember coming down, you know, with my sunglasses on, and I couldn't wear the suits because it was so hot, but with the air conditioning on, driving down, and walking into the center for the first time, again, as you said, it feels like home, and that's exactly what it felt like the moment I walked into the center, the Expedito Enlightenment Center. It felt like I had come home to a place where it was very comfortable, very much uplifted, and very much full of love and energy. And I know that, you know, again, that yourself and Jackie and numerous other people have created that, but what an amazing place it really is. So, you know, I recommend anyone, if you are in the area, you know, even if it is just to go around and don't spray them potions, may I say? But, you know, if you want to spray them potions, then please do. But, you know, there's plenty of things on offer And you know, there was lots of other things that caught my eyes here when I was there, and hoping that they may be there this time, because you never know. I might even part with some money. You never know. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines before I get myself into any more trouble. And let's go to area code 251 and say, hi, 251, are you there with us?
Yes. Hello?
Hi, can we take your name there, please, first?
Yes, my name is Robbie. And I'm from Alabama.
From Alabama, perfect. And can I ask you, Robbie, what the reason was that you called in for?
Yes, I just wanted to know if there's any messages from Spirit for me. Yesterday was my birthday.
Robbie, please don't tell us anymore, because it's up to us to give you the information, not for you to give us the information. Let me just bring in Sarah there, because I know that Sarah is kind of bursting at the seams there, because I know that you've got so much information there, Sarah. So, Sarah, let me introduce you to Robbie, and Robbie, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Robbie. So your birthday was 2/15, correct?
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, it's interesting, Robbie, because you have been doing a lot of, I'm going to say, self-talk and self-examination. It's almost as if you went through your many years of your life and sorted through your life and did some really good reminiscing, and not just because it was your birthday, but I feel that you began the year that way, in a sense of a reminiscent way of being. You were reflecting on your life. Spirit talks to me about your capabilities of being able to give people love and being very caring, very gentle. They also talk to me about the gift of healing that is around you. You have great energy and you have the ability to impact other people by a kind word, which has a lot of healing energy, and even a simple touch on the arm. You have amazing energy around you. Archangel Raphael is around you. Archangel Michael is around you. I see strong spirit presence around you, almost as if you do talk to the angels or you do look for their assistance. Does this make sense to you, Robbie?
Yes, it does. I am a nurse.
Okay. And that healing energy is so amazing, and you're so wonderful at being a caregiver. You truly have stepped into your destiny. And I also see that you're also a very good leader, you very good teacher, that you have a great way of showing others how to do this job, but do it with a sense of integrity and dignity and compassion. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And I do see an opportunity, and I don't know that this is planned, so when I say this, just accept it, but I feel that there's going to be an opportunity for you to make a move, and it's a residential move. It's not a job move. It's a residential move, almost like there may be an opportunity for you to move, or you were thinking of moving and you're not quite sure what to do with that yet. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Were you thinking of moving?
Well, I just recently moved, but I still have a home in Birmingham. I'm trying to sell. And I'm kind of undecided about staying here, going back.
Okay. Well, sit and be still and listen to the spirit world. Meditate. Allow your divine inner guidance to lead you in that decision. You will know what you're going to do. They take me to July. You will know by July whether you're staying where you are now, or you're going to go back where you came from. But it's going to be a good adventure for you.
Okay.
All right. I hope that I've been of help and service to you.
Yes, you have. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you there, Sarah. Robbie, if I can add on in there, because I do believe I have a gentleman here in the spirit world that wants to connect there with you. And this gentleman, you know, the first thing he gives me is that he complained and suffered with his left leg through the latter part of his life. And I believe in some way I want to hold on to my leg. And as I'm walking, I feel as if I need to drag it in front of me a little bit there as I'm walking forward. But, you know, a very strong man, a very strong-willed man, very focused in whatever he had to do or to say in this life. And I believe as he comes forward, that just holding his leg, in some way that he just wants me to say that this is what you've been doing, not holding your leg to walk, Robbie. I don't mean that, but what I mean is that you've been trying to support not just you, but everything else in your vibration, and you're finding it a bit of a struggle at the moment. But, you know, keep on at it. You will get there. You know, when the time is right, you will see things develop in front of you. Do you understand of this, Robbie?
Yes, uh-huh.
And, you know, as this gentleman is so close to you, you know, he says to me there, I need to tell you about that what you're seeing is not in your mind. So, Robbie, would I be right in saying to you that you are starting to see the spirit world even as we speak at the moment? Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. See, well, no, whenever you see things, whether it be like a shadow or a color, whatever it may be, send this gentleman a thought, and I've just been corrected, and the lady, the gentleman and the lady, and the lady, bless her heart, I know that she would have lost her voice in some way before she passed. Now, I believe she wasn't able to communicate through her voice. I believe that the voice box was affected. Now, whether this would be to do with like a throat cancer or something, but I know that she wasn't able to speak towards the end of her life, and she does make me aware, maybe the last 2 or 3 months of her life, that's what affected her. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Bless your heart, because I know that she comes through so close to you and so very much around your vibration. She says to me that they're never going to leave you. They're always going to be by your side. So, Robbie, thank you very much for calling in. And remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives on Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye. Have a wonderful day. Thank you. Okay, Sarah, we need to go to our next song there. So let me just say, enjoy this one. And I'm sure, Sarah, that you would have heard of this one. This is quite a new song in the UK. If you haven't heard the song, I'm sure that you will recognize the voices. So let me just press this and say, enjoy.
Thank you.
recognize those voices then?
You know, I don't know that song.
Okay, well, it's a quite a new song here in the UK. It's our Gary Barlow, and it's Elton John singing When You're Face to Face. And the video to it, you know, that the two absolutely amazing artists are playing a piano across the way from each other with microphones singing it. And, you know, it's like a massive honour that those two actually came together and done that song. And I think it's an absolutely amazing tribute to showing that, you know, whatever's gone on in the past, you can put it behind you and do something amazing with each other every step of the way. And I think, you know, in itself, that's a perfect message in itself, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And, you know, you never know another person until you walk in their shoes. So sometimes things that divide us can actually help us grow more as individuals and as friends and workers. And it's always very advantageous to connect with people and put your differences aside.
Most definitely. Well, Sarah, you know, this is a little bit strange here in Mike's Spirit, Evan, because obviously we've got lots of people here in the studio. We've got, you know, some wonderful, you know, I can't even call them students, you know, they are workers for the spirit world. And, you know, maybe at the first hurdle or even at the second, third, fourth, fifth, never mind where they are, they're doing some wonderful work. But, Sarah, you know, since the minute we started, they've been saying, we want to work with Sarah. We've got stuff for Sarah. So, Sarah, do you mind if these wonderful people actually start working with you this evening?
They can go right ahead. Sure, absolutely. I would love to hear a message.
Okay, well, let me hand you over to Kerry, okay, and say, obviously, Kerry, this is our Sarah. Sarah, this is our Kerry, and say hi.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Kerry.
I've got a gentleman in spirit. I have a gentleman close by. I'm not sure if it's a father or grandfather link, but I feel as though he suffered. I'm getting like stroke-like conditions, but also a heart condition.
I'm not aware of who that is.
Okay. Kerry, hold that there a minute. Let's go over to Steph a minute, okay? And then we'll come back to Kerry because, you know, I know that, you know, you'll get more information the more that you go back and say, hey, who are you? What have you come for? So let Kerry have an argument with the spirit world and let's hand you over to Steph. So, Steph, this is Sarah. Sarah, this is Steph.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
While we've been sitting here very quietly listening, there's a young lady that has drawn into close by the side of me. She's somebody that you knew who used to come into your center. She's given me the name of Becky. And the name of Becky, or Rebecca she may have gone under, she used to come in and she came specifically for lavender. The lavender she came for, she used to put on her pillow, she said, and what she used to do that for was to try and get some help with sleep. Now, do you know anybody named Becky who used to come in?
You know, I have lost some of my clients. Unfortunately, they have crossed over.
Yeah.
And when I read people, I may or may not know their specific name, but it does sound as if it is most certainly someone who could be in the spirit world. And my assistant, Jackie, would probably be able to answer the name better than I. But yes, I do believe that is very possible. Yes, absolutely.
Well, this young lady, she actually wasn't that old. And what she had was, what she's bringing to me is that she had a breast cancer condition. And she used to, by the time she'd had the treatment, she'd lost her beautiful hair, that she actually had long, curly, dark hair. She was a very petite, small lady. And the reason that she's actually come is to thank you so much, because you not only did she have lavender oil off you, you found other things to help ease
her pain and her discomfort when other methods weren't working. Can you place this lady, please, Sarah?
Again, I really feel that it's very, very, very strong, credible that this is the case. I'm just not seeing the person in my mind, but no, I feel the vibration for sure.
Well, the reason she's coming is for a really, really big thank you to you. She says at times she felt that she couldn't go on, but she said it was through your efforts and your kind thoughts and help that she managed to last as long as she did. And she's asking and she's giving you a white rose, a pure white rose, and it's to say thank you so much, Sarah, for being such a wonderful friend and for helping her.
And I thank her.
Okay, thank you there, Steph. Let me hand you over to Martin. Martin, this is Sarah. Sarah, this is Martin.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Martin.
I have a gentleman who's come closer to me whilst we've been sitting here, a Jewish gentleman. And he is a gentleman I can see reading the Torah. And he's quite an intellectual gentleman. And he's quite a slender, small gentleman, and I can see the skull cap. And he's bent over and he's reading very closely. Would you understand this gentleman?
I do not recognize the person. Continue.
This gentleman is also giving me... He is quite a small gentleman. He's no more than about 5'5", 5'6", quite slender. He's also giving me the name. He's giving me the name Jonah. Would this make any sense to you?
No, it doesn't.
He's also shown me what I believe to be a piece of artwork with red, yellow, and gold circles against a white backdrop. Would this mean anything to you?
No, but as I said, sometimes things don't click right away, but you know, I may all come to me in just a few minutes after we disconnect. So, but I'm not placing the gentleman, but I appreciate the information.
Let me tell you, sir, red, gold, and yellow for me, red is this idea of quite a lot of strength and power. Gold is aspirational and yellow is to do with family. And I believe this gentleman has come forward to tell me about keeping things in balance. Would you understand this at all?
Yeah.
This is because this is what I feel that this gentleman is coming forward for. He's telling me about... these wonderful, because the colors I'm seeing are very strong, vivid colors, and I feel that he's telling me there's a very strong sense of purpose here going on in your life, with all, in many different aspects of your life, and he's just saying, in his gentle way, don't forget to keep them all in balance. Would you understand that?
Yes, I do, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you very much, there, Martin. Let's go back to Kerry, because I know that Kerry does have, you know that gentleman that Kerry spoke about in the beginning there, Sarah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I do believe that that gentleman is with you, and I do believe that he does link within your dad's side of your family. Now, I know if we go back in your dad's side, that there was quite a few, I believe like three males that would be connected around your dad in some way. Now, whether that would go back in your family to your granddad, but I certainly know that there's three males that connects with this gentleman. So do you understand this? If we go back in your family, you would find three men there together, like brothers, three brothers together.
My father did have brothers in Greece. He did have brothers in Greece. So there were four, I believe there were four four boys. Two died before my father even came to the States, so I would have no knowledge of them. And then there was my father passed, and then his brother was still living in Greece, last I recall. I do not know if he's passed.
Okay, because I'm glad that we've kind of sorted that out there. So if we go back then, Sarah, to where the one that would have passed before your dad came to the States. Now, would that kind of fit with the gentleman that Kelly was talking about there, about passing on like a sudden thing there, that when he went, it was quite sudden for him when he passed. Is that right?
My father's brothers both passed of a disease when they were young children.
Okay.
During the war. So
that's where it would be the quickness. Why would the one of them, see, because we need to separate which one is which. Which one of them makes me aware, and certainly Kelly was telling me there when Steph was working, it's to do with the chest. So would you understand that one of the brothers passed with a chest problem there?
No, Mike, I don't have that knowledge. I don't have that history to validate you.
Okay, then please check on it, because it's not only the chest, but it's down the side of my arm, like kind of, I'm not a doctor, I don't even know what, I know my ribs are down the side of my arm, but certainly around that area, maybe around the ribs going around the back in some way, because that's where Kerry is certainly pointing to me at the moment in where to go with this. So if you can check on that, Sarah, and maybe we can bring some lovely validation to these wonderful people that sat you in Studio One to bring that lovely evidence there for you, okay? So can you do that for us, Sarah?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Mike. Thank you.
And let me just round this off here by talking to you of a lady that comes close. Now, I don't know where this lady is, if I'm honest, but she just embraces me full of energy, full of love, and she tells me that she is the one that kind of gives you inspiration every day to continue on your journey. And I believe that there's a lady in the spirit world, you call upon her energy a lot to give you some not so much inspiration in making things, but to give you the goal of where we're going, how we're getting there, to keep that aspiration going forward for you. And I believe when she was here with us that this is the way she was in her physical being, that she would have always been the one that would push you in the right direction. And she's certainly doing that for me. Excuse me. She's certainly doing that for me at the moment. It's pushing you in the right direction. So I know as she comes forward, it's work, but you know, there's lots of time for you to sit back and now to start enjoying what's around you instead of being work. Do you understand of that, Sarah?
Yes, I do.
And you know, in some way, I know that we spoke about spraying potions and everything else there, but she tells me that Sienna, I know a little bit about your life, so I don't want to go into things that I know. But would I be right in saying there that that you're kind of moving on from looking? There's no need to look no more, Sienna. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And you're very comfortable with who we're with at the moment. Is that right?
I'm very comfortable, yes.
Good, because I know that I believe that very comfortable, very content, and now it's time for Sarah to be Sarah instead of being Sarah, what everybody else wants us to be. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do, Mike. Thank you.
Absolutely perfect. Sarah, we need to move on very swiftly. We've still got a full list in front of us. And let me apologize to everyone that's on the phone lines and saying, if you're not lucky enough to get through to the show today, because we only have 15 minutes left of airtime left, then, you know, please do keep calling back in. You will get in. You will have your reading. But, you know, those that comes on first. And I must say, Sarah, because I've been looking in the chat room and, you know, I'm being asked, where to am I in the queue? And you know, unfortunately, we do take callers. Well, not unfortunately, fortunately, we do take callers in order they come in. You know, we're quite privileged to see how long you've been on hold. And I thank you dearly for that. But we will take callers in order. So let's go to area code 519 and say hi. 519, are you there with us?
I am, Mike. How are you?
Well, I'm okay-ish. can we take your name there, please?
It's Joy from Toronto, Ontario.
Bless your heart, Joy. I mean, again, I know who Joy is. I'm not going to tell you guys who Joy is. And Sarah, I know Joy, so I'm going to kind of sit out of this one and let you guys do some wonderful work with Joy. Let me hand you over to Sarah first, Joy, and we'll come back to my fabulous people here in the studio. So, Sarah, it's over to you.
Thank you. Hi, Joy. How are you?
I'm fine, Sarah. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderfully. Joy, what is your birth month and day, please?
February 2nd.
Okay. You know, the first thing that Spirit gave me was they gave me the number 7. I don't know if you have a love of 7 or 7 is an important month for you, but they give me the number 7. So I'm going to leave that with you because that's all they told me. So they gave me the number 7 first. The other thing they talked to me about is your abilities, your stick-to-itiveness, your ability to be aware of spirit. Does this make sense to you?
Aware as in like seeing them or thinking they're there?
Not seeing them. Just they're just knowing that they're there, having communication with them. Okay?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they applaud you because I feel that you speak with them often.
I do.
It's almost like a dialogue between you and them. It's like you're talking to yourself, but you're talking to yourself and you're talking to them. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. They also talked to me about the dream state. When you're asleep, you are busy, and I think you know that. I think some of your dreams you remember. Others, you just know you did something in your dreams, but you don't have a remembrance. But they tell me that in the dream state, you are very busy. You are doing a lot of what they call astral travel. You're learning. Some nights you wake up and you feel refreshed. Others you wake up in the morning and you feel a little tired. But you are very busy. You also have a good sense of having been places before. You've been experiencing a lot of, they tell me, deja vu of late. Just a sense of knowing, having been there. This deja vu has been coming on mostly through 2012 into 13 and now coming into 14. So it's about 2 years. You're experiencing a lot of deja vu, and this is like something awakening in your spirit. It's some of your past lives, your past connections awakening in your spirit, and you're starting to feel that connection of who you are and your purpose. Does this make sense to you?
Sort of, but not really.
Okay. All right. They tell me that you're stepping into your own is the message that they have for me for you.
Okay.
All right. I'll pass you to one of Mike's lovely students.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. Let me hand you over to Steph. So, Joy, this is Steph. Steph is a Joy.
Hi, Steph. Joy. How are you this evening?
Fine. Yourself?
I'm very well indeed, thank you. What I have at the moment is I feel the presence of a gentleman drawing close. This gentleman was about 5'8", 5'9". He has, the only way I can explain is, a kind of gingery fair hair with slight silvering going on either side of it. It was slightly curly, and he has very strong features. He has a large nose, high cheekbones, and a long chin. Can you place this gentleman at all, please?
Is there facial hair?
He used to have facial hair. Sometimes he would have it and sometimes he wouldn't. So I'm only getting clean at the moment.
The only thing I could think of is my father.
Well, he actually feels as if he is on a fatherly link. And gentleman is coming through and he says, "What are you doing, girl?" Now, I don't know what he's referring to. I'll ask him for a little bit more. He's saying, at this moment in time,
you have some people around you who are really just paying lip service. They're coming round because they only want you to do things for them. They are not there for you when you really need them. So what he's saying, it's about time. You lace your boots a bit tighter, girl, and you choose your friends a little more carefully. Can you understand that?
Yeah. Yes.
What he's saying is, these people, some of them are just really honest and truthful. And you find it a little hard to take their energy. You find it very hard for them to take their advice when you really do know that what they're saying is true. Can you understand this?
Yeah.
So what he's asking you is to do what you used to do when you were younger. Hold yourself quietly. Think about what's been said. Don't tell everybody. And just put a little bit out there to see who brings it back to you. And then you'll know who you can trust and who you can't trust. Can you accept
okay.
that?
Yes, I can.
Well, he's saying, that's my girl. Did he used to say that to you when he was here?
No. He would agree with me, but...
Well, this is what he's saying now. That's my girl. In other words, you are listening to his advice, and if you listen to his advice, things will improve for you.
Okay.
And he's
okay.
giving me the date of March the 16th.
March the 16th, I should what?
It is just March the 16th. It's either an anniversary of a passing, a birthday, or an event.
Okay.
Can you place that?
I think it's my mother's birthday.
Well, then, that means from my part, from where they are bringing it to you, that you know that she's also around. So, with love, I'll pass you over.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you there, Steph. I know Martin wants to add on in there, Joy. So, Martin, this is Joy. Joy, this is Martin.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, Martin. Hi.
Hi. I have a gentleman here in spirit. A very well-built gentleman, sturdy, strong as an ox. He's about maybe 5'10", 5'11", but very well-built. As I said, sturdy, quite rounded, and he is showing me him working in the outdoors. I'm seeing a lot of him doing a lot of work, chainsawing trees and cutting down trees and cutting it to suit some purpose. Would you understand this?
No.
Well, this gentleman is showing me a house being built from wood. Quite strong, sturdy-looking logs, and are being cut, be put in as a house. Would you understand anybody who's having a house built around you at the moment?
No, I don't. And I don't. Oh, I'm not aware of anyone that had built one.
Have you? Would you understand you wanting to build something for the future?
Yeah.
Because what I'm getting is I feel that this house is symbolic. And that it is, you need to be, keep going. Stay true to your dream. You need to build something for the future. It takes time. You need to be dedicated, patiently dedicated. And you need to keep going. Would you understand that?
I think so, yes.
Please take this gentleman's love, because he's a very strong, sturdy gentleman, and he wants to give you his support as you build for the future.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you there, Joy, for calling. Joy, should we tell them who you are?
Sure, go ahead.
Joy is my cousin, guys. Yeah. Out in America. Isn't that wonderful?
Well done, Joy.
Joy, can I just say there, you know, I know that your brother worked in the outdoor kind of facility, maybe not cutting trees, but, you know, as a builder myself, I know that when you're cutting trees, because his brother used to work in drainage and would have to clear drains. And I know that the tree roots are a big issue to do with drain roots. So, sorry, with tree roots to do with the drain. So maybe there, Joy, I don't know, maybe that could just fit there. But Joy, it's lovely to communicate with you. And, you know, thank you very much for calling. Remember, Joy, download a copy of that reading from the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And we'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you, people. Have a great day.
I know. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Sarah, you know, I can't believe we've only have just over 2 minutes left of the show. Doesn't time fly?
Yes, absolutely.
These guys are breathing. They're wiping their brows. They're thinking, oh, my God, it's over. Guys, it's not that bad, honestly, you know? I think they've done quite well, Sarah, do you?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because, you know, it takes a great deal of encouragement and a great deal of courage to do the work that we do for the spirit world. Sarah, again, please tell us how people can get a hold of you, because I know that there's so many people online, you know, waiting for a reading, you know, and maybe that you could fill in there and take these readings because there's such a need out there. And I know that you're an amazing person. An amazing communicator there from the spirit world in bringing the evidence. So Sarah, let us all know, how can people get a hold of you?
I would love to have everyone be my friend. It's on Facebook, of course. You can look up Sarah Spiritual or Sarah Spiritualist. And you can go to my website, Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, spiritual.com. And then you can learn more about me. And at that point, you can also link to my wonderful online store for the Expedito Enlightenment Center. You can see pictures of the center, some pictures of our celebrations that we have had there. And Facebook, of course, hosts a lot of pictures and some great shots of you and I as well, Mike.
Absolutely perfect there, Sarah. And, you know, again, from personal experience, I would recommend anyone going there. Even if it's just a browse around, you never know what you will come across. And Sarah, them potions, I must say, you know, they should come with a warning, Sarah.
Well, we said don't spray it, didn't we? So
you did, in all fairness. Don't do it, guys. Don't do it. We were like, yeah, we, you know, and you know, we were thinking, what's the worst that could happen? And well, you know, it wasn't worse. Something amazing happened with myself and Gwyn, you know, the two of us found, like you say, our soulmates. And it's lovely to see that, you know, that you're creating the right atmosphere. And Sarah, I want to thank you dearly for coming on to the show today. And the question that burns in my mind, and I'm sure on everyone else's mind, will you come back on?
Absolutely. I love it. I love being with you, Mike. And I know I'm looking forward to having you on my show in the near future, and hosting you in West Palm Beach in the beginning of August of 2014.
Well, Sarah, you know, I can't wait for that time to come. I really can't. But I know that we have to go to a close. From me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.